إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. In this final session of the series of connecting with the Quran, I want to talk to you about the gifts of the Quran. This is by no means a exhaustive list, but just some pointers at how the Quran al-Kareem guides us on a day-to-day basis, the gifts that the Kalam of Allah, the living Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the gifts that it gives us on a daily basis. The first and most important gift that it gives us is the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to do in every single rakat of every salah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. There is nothing that is more valuable than hidayat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to ask for that hidayat in every single rakat of every single salah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that which He taught us to ask Him. Then the Quran is itminanil qalb. It is peace of mind, it is peace to the heart, it is peace from the troubles of the world. It is the greatest de-stressor, it is the greatest harmonizer of everything that we have. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. That the itminan of the qalb, the peace of mind, is in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Quran. The Quran gives us various kinds of gifts of du'as. Du'as that were taught to us by the one who will accept those du'as. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us the dua which the Ashab al-Kahf asked. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَحَيِّ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. A dua that is so powerful that it enabled them to be protected from their enemies for 300 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by means of this dua which they made, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directed the sun not to disturb their sleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned them over in their sleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them. He cast a feeling of awe and fear on anyone who looked upon them, and they were protected from their enemies. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them sleep for 300 years, and then He woke them up in a perfect condition. After all that time, the power of this dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us. This is the gift that I was given by one of my teachers, and this is the gift that I give to you. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَحَيِّ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us du'as, so many du'as. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us the du'a after asking, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. O Allah, guide us to the Sirat al-Mustaqim, guide us to the path of righteousness, the path of steadfastness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to make another du'a, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. O Allah, do not allow us to be misguided, do not allow our hearts to be turned after they have been guided by you. This whole point of the path of steadfastness is to stay on the path. If we are not looking at reaching a destination, our destination is the path. Our destination is to stay on the path, and if we stay on the path, then inshallah the path will take us to the destination that we seek, which is the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and which is Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la bi ghayri hisab inshallah. The Quran gives us guidance. The Quran asks us to reflect on our own lives. The Quran asks us to reflect on our own lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Allah said that a kitab has been sent on you, has been sent to you, in which you are mentioned, if you can understand. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned people, and He mentioned their awsaf. He mentioned groups of people, described them in terms of their qualities, and then told us what would be the result of those people. People of certain qualities will reach the Jannah. People of certain qualities will reach the Jahannam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invited us to look for ourselves, to search for our description in the Quran and see where is our description. And then to reflect on our own lives and say that if I want to be among the people of the Jannah, if I want to be with the Nabiyeen, wa Siddiqeen, wa Shuhada, wa Salihin, then what should I do with my life? How must I correct my life? How must I change my life? My brothers and sisters, the Quran is protection. The biggest protection in the Quran is Ayatul Kursi, the ayah of the introduction of the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which protects from all harm, from all evil in this world and in the next, inshallah. The greatest protection is Ayatul Kursi. The Quran is Shifa, Suratul Fatiha, the Muwaddatain, which protect us from illness, which protect us from magic, which protect us from all kinds of evil, seen and unseen. The Quran is protection in terms of where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the one who recites the last two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah before going to sleep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from everything evil in the night. And the one who recites these two ayat when he wakes up in the morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from all the evil that might come to him in the morning. The Quran is protection, the Quran is shifa. The Quran Al-Kareem tells us the stories and the histories of nations of the past so that we may reflect and we may gain sustenance, we may gain courage, we may gain encouragement when we see people like Nuh alayhi salam, 950 years of da'wah. Of how much of patience does that take? How much of courage does that take? The Quran then tells us about the most important part of our life, about that part of our life which we have no means of finding out about except by asking the one who does not die. Al-Hayyul Ladhi La Yamut, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala Jalla Jalalu. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala tells us about the life that is to come, about the conditions of the day of judgment, of what will work for us and what will not work, of what will help and what will not help. All of these come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is what the Quran tells us. In surah after surah after surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the conditions of the day of judgment, the horrors of the day of judgment, the terror of the day of judgment, the turmoil of the day of judgment, the tests and tribulations of the day of judgment, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us what we should do to avoid that. The Quran is bashara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about His forgiveness and shows us what we can do in order to gain His forgiveness. The Quran invites us to make tawbah, to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make istighfar, to ask the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Quran then tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives faults. Nobody can forgive faults except you, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a, that He will forgive all sins for the one who makes tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in addition to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the fact that not only will Allah forgive the sins, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will exchange the sins for good deeds. Allah will convert the sins into good deeds for the one who asks forgiveness genuinely and sincerely, who is sincerely contrite and who does not go back to that evil of sinning ever again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's basharat are many, many in the Quran. The rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the Quran many times. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this mercy and for this forgiveness. The Quran, my brothers and sisters, is not a book of science. It's a book of signs. It's a book of ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to His creation in different ways. Today, sometimes there's a tendency of getting overly caught up in the so-called scientific facts of the Quran and forgetting that the Quran did not come to teach us science. The Quran came to connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points to the signs of creation is so that His glory and majesty flowers in our hearts and fills our hearts with His noor. It's not for us to get overly involved in the science and like we find some people are trying to so-called prove the truthfulness of the Quran by pointing to scientific facts which are mentioned in the Quran. This is the opposite of what we should be doing. The scientific facts are proven as scientific and truth and being true because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them. Because after all, who has seen the Big Bang theory which they call the theory and which some people try to ascribe it to the Quran and say the Quran proves the Big Bang theory? The Quran does not prove anything. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't speak about the Big Bang theory. We take some ayat and we
try to ascribe meanings to them. This is something which is, I think, undesirable. Let us stick to the reason the Quran came. The Quran came to introduce us to Allah, to introduce Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. The Quran came to connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran came as rahmah, as protection, as forgiveness. The Quran came as a resource. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Fadkuruni askurkum. The Quran came to, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do our zikr. And the Quran came so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember us. That will remember us on His arsh when we read and recite the Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with love for His book and for His kalam, and to help us to live our lives according to the Quran. Because that's the last point I want to say. The Quran didn't just come for us to recite and to marvel at. The Quran came for us to live by its dictates, to live by what it tells us to do, to live by the way that it shows us, so that we then gain the forgiveness and we gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this easy for us and to make it possible for us to do this to the best of our ability, and to make up the deficiencies that we are bound to have, and to forgive us our sins, and to grant us His Jannah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.